Safety, dependability, and power. Chevy Silverado isn't happy unless the work is hard and the day is long. No wonder Silverado is America's number one best-selling retail pickup truck. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
I can get used to this winning thing!
The WGN Radio Football Podcast.
Williams slings it. Loveland battles off his man! He's going to score! Austin Loveland in a jaw dropper.
Caleb did a great job seeing it, delivered a good ball. Figured it was going to be explosive. Wasn't expecting it to be a touchdown, though. I think that was Colston's speed just taking off and going for it.
You just need to keep on winning.
Just really proud of the group and how resilient they were. There's a number of things that weren't pretty, that weren't clean, and yet they're an extremely resilient bunch. They show up, and they're going to fight you all 60 minutes, and they really don't waver.
It's the WGN Radio Football Podcast.
This feels so good.
It does, doesn't it?
Here's Kevin Powell.
Welcome into a fresh episode of the WGN Radio Football Podcast. I'm Kevin Powell, episode 104. And joining me on the podcast, Alex Shapiro from Fansided. Alex, good to talk to you, man. It's been a while.
Yeah, always great to talk to you, Kevin. Thanks so much for having me, man.
And tell us what's going on at Fansided. I know you're in a new spot. Plug away, Alex. What should we be looking for?
Yeah, thanks, man. So I am covering the Bears as always. You can find me and honestly, like a host of a lot of really talented people over at Bear Goggles On. In addition to writing about the Bears, though, I've started to write about the Bulls and the Blackhawks and the White Sox as well.
Okay.
And can I be honest, it seems like a great time to be starting to write about those squads. The White Sox, not the worst team in baseball anymore.
No.
The Bulls, secretly the best team in the East.
6-1.
And the Blackhawks have been really exciting, too. So it has been, like, honestly, an awesome time to start writing about all those teams. And then one of the things I'm most excited about is I am back with Kenneth Davis. We kind of got part of the under center squad back together again, and we are doing the Windy City podcast.
Huge.
So you can find us on YouTube, wherever you listen to podcasts. It has been awesome to reunite with Kenneth.
Sweet. Check it out. That's Alex's new spot, Fansided. Be sure to read his stuff, not just Bears, the whole Chicago sports scene. Let's talk about those Bears, though, Alex. I'll start with this because I've seen this kind of thrown out there. I've been asked it, and I think it takes kind of a lengthy answer to give a complete response to it. But the Bears are 5-3. Are the Chicago Bears, the 2025 Chicago Bears, good?
It is so crazy how loaded of a question that is. I think yes, on the surface, the Bears are good. And now this is relative to, obviously, the recent past for the Chicago Bears. I think these Chicago Bears are not like the past Chicago Bears. Mm-hmm. I think Ben Johnson is not the head coach that the Bears have had in their last many iterations of head coach. I don't think he is Matt Eberflus. I don't think he is Matt Nagy. I don't think he is Mark Trestman in basically all the ways you don't want him to be that guy, right? The way he is commanding that room feels different. The way he is setting the team up for success with game plans and play calling feels different, right? He has the trick plays like Matt Nagy had the trick plays. But for me, the rhythm of his play calling just feels better, right? I haven't had too many of those moments where I'm like, ooh, why did you call that play call there? Certainly there have been like a couple of cute moments, but on the whole, the play calling just holistically feels better. And you're seeing him scheme guys open. You know, you are seeing him. That's what I mean when I say putting his guys in a position to succeed. You're seeing him put Caleb Williams in a position to succeed. You're seeing him put DJ Moore, Roma Dunze, Colston Loveland, DeAndre Swift, Kyle Manungai. You're seeing him put all of these guys in a position to succeed, and the Bears are executing. And what's happening is there feels to be like a little bit of a shift. There have been games that the past Bears just feel like they would have always lost. The Raiders game felt like a game the Bears would have lost. The Commanders game felt like a game the Bears would have lost. Last week against the Bengals felt like a game the Bears would have lost. But instead of finding ways to lose, they're finding ways to pull these games out. So that's why I think they are good. Now, I do not think the Bears are great. If you would ask me, are the Bears great? Are the Bears back? I don't think the answer to that question is yes, because special teams, they got to figure it out.
Yeah.
The kick coverage, the punt coverage, the kick return, the punt return, all of those are issues. The kicking game had been solid, but just like last year when the Bears were giving up pressure up the middle and it led to some blocks, what happened against the Bengals? They gave up pressure against the middle and it led to a block. So that's all of a sudden it's like, whoa, this one thing that had been solid now looks shaky after 1 week.
Yeah.
The defense with Jalen Johnson gone for the foreseeable future, you know, like that's just, it's going to be an issue. The defensive line still can't generate pressure with that front four. DA has done a really good job. Dennis Allen, I think, has done a really good job of getting creative with the pass rush and simulated pressures with the linebackers to help. And it's been okay, and the takeaways have obviously been great, but when they're not getting those takeaways and they're not generating the pressure with the blitz, you start to see some of the warts. Mm. So they're not all the way there.
No.
But to answer your initial question, you were absolutely right. It takes kind of a lengthy response.
Yeah.
Because there's so much going on. I think the Bears are good, but I don't think they are great yet.
Yeah, and I don't I'm not exactly sure. Like, it's the NFL, right? Like, I'm watching we record this on Friday the 7th, and I'm watching Thursday Night Football, and it's the Broncos and Raiders. The Broncos are 8-2. I haven't watched all of their games closely. I watched last night. They look terrible. So, I'm not saying they are, but, like, it's not going to be perfect every single week. And I would just say this, too, and everything you said I agree with. If I told Bears fans before the season started, eight games in, the Chicago Bears offense would be tied for third most in yards per game, 10th in passing yards per game, and second in rushing yards per game, and 6th in points per game, and they're 5-3. I think Bears fans would be pretty excited to hear that, Alex. And I completely agree. And I'm not trying to say like that makes them a great team or anything like that, but it's definitely a shift at Halas Hall. And even Ben Johnson, who wasn't here last year or in recent years, even said this week at Halas Hall that we're winning games that we haven't won in the past. The block field goal, they catch a huge break against Washington, and they get downfield and kick the game-winning field goal. And then this crazy game in Cincinnati. So they're finding ways to win, which is fine, right? Like, you're not going to blow out every team in the NFL. And I think Caleb's been good. I believe Caleb's a long-term solution here at quarterback for the Bears, and I think that because he is paired with Ben Johnson, I feel even more confident in saying that. But you are what your record is in the NFL. We hear that all the time. This isn't college football where we're playing the game of who played who, when did they play, this team's good, this team turned out not to be good. It's just your record. And right now they're playing in probably the best division in football, and they're 5-3. And they have a very difficult schedule in the second half. But I can't remember ever, Alex, seeing the Bears win a shootout like they did against Cincinnati. The Bears, as an organization, correct me if I'm wrong, have never allowed 42 points and won a football game. So they win this shootout in Cincinnati. It just feels so much different with Ben Johnson there. And you can't obviously take your focus off the defense, but the things just look different and they feel different right now with the Chicago Bears.
1,000%. I want to go back to what you were saying about, you know, if you told the Bears fans at the beginning of the year, after eight games, they'd be 5-3, and the offense was lights out, they would be happy. Bears fans should be elated right now, in my opinion, because, as you said, Caleb Williams looks good. You know,
But if you ask Bears fans that, I think you would get kind of. I don't think you would get that from a ton of Bears fans. You know, I don't know.
Right,
I don't know if everybody's waiting for Patrick Mahomes to appear like in a Bears uniform, but Caleb's been good. I mean, he has. There have been moments where he does seem to, there are moments where he just needs to be a game manager, and it doesn't maybe either have the awareness, or he loves the spotlight, right? He loves the high pressure moments. Caleb's been good. He's been a good quarterback this year.
Agreed wholeheartedly. And I think that it's been so long since the Bears have had a good quarterback that it's almost like the expectations are too much.
Right.
You know, well, especially when you lay on the number one overall pick. But like, you look at Patrick Mahomes, you look at Josh Allen, you look at Lamar Jackson, MVPs. These are guys who also make mistakes.
Yeah.
These are also guys, you know, who sometimes throw for 220 yards and only complete 60% of their passes, but they make enough plays to win. And that's why they're winners, you know? And we're starting to see some of that similar play out of Caleb Williams where, okay, maybe he had a rough three quarters, but at the end of the game, he makes enough plays. When his back against the wall, he makes the play. And those are the winning plays that winning quarterbacks make, even when it's a struggle, even when it's ugly, where, again, like the way the Bears are winning with Ben Johnson, previously it was with the takeaways, but now that we're seeing the offense come together, we're seeing Caleb Williams start to put it together, we're seeing him play on time better, we're seeing him make anticipatory throws better, you know, throwing to a spot as a receiver is coming out of his breaks. That is stuff that we rarely saw in Chicago over the past few years. It's starting to come together. The offense is playing well. That's the important stuff with Ben Johnson, where I'm less worried about the defense because the Bears can, you know, when we're looking at the big picture, when we're looking at the long view, we're in half of year one of Ben Johnson's offense. Some of the most important players on the defense and Jalen Johnson and Dio Adingbo, you know, the big free agent signing, these guys are hurt for a long time. The Bears have been super banged up. The fact that it is the offense starting to pick it up, and Caleb Williams is playing better, and Ben Johnson looks like the guy. Mm-hmm. Like, it is the horizon, in my opinion, is so bright for this team that even if they're winning ugly now, it's like they are winning. They're figuring out how to win, and Caleb Williams is starting to lead the way.
Yeah, and I think one category that everyone would agree needs to be better is the completion percentage, which is at 61% right now. It was 62 last year. That fairly is an area, like that's an area that they've talked about. He needs to get that number up. One number I want to look at too: 68 sacks last year. We talked about it all offseason. The offensive line wasn't very good last year, and a lot goes into sacks, right, on both sides of the ball. We always talk about that: the coverage, play calling, routes, and of course the offensive line and the quarterback. Caleb has been sacked just 14 times, Alex. I mean, he can cut that 68 number well in half, right? Like, he's only 14 sacks through 8 games. The offensive line rarely gets the love. When they're not good, they get totally roasted like it was last year. The offensive line has been good, and Ryan Poles addressed that this offseason with the interior. Darnell Wright is playing well. Theo Benedict doing all right. Right, he's doing his best filling in at left tackle, a very difficult position. But that unit, and especially against Cincinnati, I know it was against a bad defense, but they were beating up on the Bengals' defensive front and creating some holes for Kyle Manungai. So that's an area I think has been by far the most improved from last year is the offensive line.
Absolutely. That's a great call, Kevin. And I'm glad you mentioned the offensive line and Kyle Manungai, because here's another reason that we kind of glossed over why Bears fans should be so happy with Ben Johnson, especially in Chicago. This guy has stayed dedicated to the run, right? I mean, we talked so much about Caleb Williams in the passing offense. DeAndre Swift has had a wonderful season. He misses one game, and Kyle Manungai steps right up and has a phenomenal game. You know, the Bears didn't shy away from starting a rookie running back, but not only starting a rookie running back, making that rookie running back the focal point of the offense for much of that game, where even when the running game was a little slow to get off the ground, the Bears didn't abandon it like some past head coaches like Matt Nagy have done, right? I mean, Matt Nagy, if there were like six carries and none of them were a chunk gain, it was like, okay, we're going to finish this game with nine carries. Yeah. Ben Johnson is not that guy. In Detroit, he had super balanced offenses with Jahmyr Gibbs, with David Montgomery, and now we are seeing that carry forward here where he has stayed balanced with that run game. The offensive line deserves a ton of credit for opening up much better holes this year than they did last year for DeAndre Swift, right? DeAndre Swift did not have a ton of running room at times last year, even at times this year. After the bye, though, they have been playing so well in that run-blocking scheme. The running backs are taking full advantage, and that helps with the sack numbers, right? When the running back and the running game, when the running game is working so, so well, it takes a lot of heat off that passing game. It takes a lot of heat off Caleb Williams, and everything just works better when you're able to get 4, 5, even sometimes 6 yards a clip with that run game. So, we're seeing them figure it out before our very eyes, Kevin. Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, and this we're hyping the Bears big time here, and I think it's just because I view Caleb maybe differently than some Bears fans who are expecting even more out of him. But the direction of the Bears, I think, it's headed in a good direction right now. And I have concerns about the defense. You know, they got to Flacco, what, 3 times on Sunday? And really only one of those was a one-on-one victory from a defensive lineman. That was Booker, strong-arming the left tackle and getting to Flacco. Sweat was kind of – that was a missed block. And then I believe it was C.J. Gardner-Johnson got the other on a blitz. So I have concerns about the defense. I have for much of the year. If you have a high-flying offense, which they're not exactly there yet, you can cover up some of the issues. But and you mentioned it earlier, Dennis Allen is going to have to be creative the rest of the way because as of now, I don't have a ton of faith in the defensive line with a 4-man rush getting to the quarterback.
That's fair. Here's the thing, though. What you said is totally valid. Dennis Allen's scheme, though, has been really predicated on confusing quarterbacks, right? The way he disguises what he's doing, faking blitzers and bringing them back into coverage or bringing a blitzer and dropping a defensive lineman into coverage, he's been able to create some confusion. But there's simply no confusing Joe Flacco, who has seen everything, who knows every coverage, who can process incredibly quickly, and then is also playing with T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase, who are two of the best wide receivers in the game. So trying to confuse Joe Flacco is going to be tough. Those rush games that Dennis Allen uses that I think have a pretty good chance of working against Jackson Dart, who has not seen these things, mm-hmm. That's different when you're going against Jackson Dart, who is missing Malik Nabers, compared to Joe Flacco with two of the best in the game.
Yeah.
What concerns me more about just looking ahead to this game is now, can the Bears contain Jackson Dart as a rushing quarterback in a way that they were not able to contain Tyler Huntley, right? The defense did a pretty good job of bottling up Derrick Henry, to be quite honest, but they lost contain on Snoop Huntley, and he was able to convert first downs with his legs, keep those chains moving, and then the Bears weren't able to get that big takeaway. So if the Bears can both confuse Jackson Dart and contain Jackson Dart's legs, I think that's where you'll see the defense kind of return to the play that they had earlier in the year. And I'm sure that the Bears are hoping that Joe Flacco and Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins is a 1-week anomaly, because those are three very talented dudes.
Yeah, and the Giants' defensive front, they got some big names on that defensive line. Burns with 11 sacks, Abdul Carter, of course, a top pick. Roy Robertson-Harris, former Bear on this Giants' defense. They haven't been good against the run, second to last, correct me if I'm wrong, in stopping the run, a second most rushing yards per game allowed this season, the New York Giants. But they've got some dudes up front. Caleb talked about it. Ben Johnson actually started his press conference on Wednesday, he brought it up. He said this might be the best defensive front we've faced all season. So the challenge is there for the offensive line in protecting Caleb Williams. But your prediction, your preview for this matchup on Sunday at Soldier Field?
I think the Bears do learn from playing against Tyler Huntley. I think taking that licking against the Ravens helps them here. And then, obviously, like I said before, the Giants just don't have the playmakers that the Bengals have. And hearing what you said about that run defense, second worst, you know, I think the Bears can once again lean on that run game, make things easier for Caleb Williams, put these guys in a position to succeed. Ben Johnson has done a great job of that all year. I think the Bears win this one by a touchdown.
A little bit of bear weather Sunday at Soldier Field, Alex. Does that factor into your prediction here? Here's the WGN-TV forecast. Cloudy, blustery, and much colder with sporadic snow showers likely. Heavier lake effect snow showers develop later in the day. So a little bit of bear weather Sunday, Alex. That's exciting.
That does not change my prediction at all. You know, like
run the football though.
Maybe the Bears win by nine.
Maybe they win by nine.
Cairo Santos. Yes. Cairo Santos knows how to play the winds at Soldier Field.
Yeah, it's going to be a cold one at Soldier Field on Sunday. I think, you know, and Kyle Manungai having the breakout game against Cincinnati, he's kind of exactly what they need right now to pair with DeAndre Swift. You know, different sort of runners. And I think Ben Johnson's going to take advantage of that. I have the Bears winning. It does not feel like a layup at all. But they've got to get this one, Alex, because the second half of the schedule gets pretty nasty for the Bears. They've got New York, and then they've got Vikings, Steelers, Eagles, Green Bay all in a row before Cleveland on December 14th. And then it's Green Bay, Frisco, and Detroit to finish. I think there's a good chance that that last game, Week 18, will be a meaningful one for the Chicago Bears, Alex. I think there will be a lot on the line in that game, maybe a playoff berth, but they've got to get this one against a Giants team that's lost three straight.
Can you believe it? We're talking about potentially meaningful football games at the end of this year for this team.
Right.
Kevin, we made it. We made it.
Hey, it's possible. If they keep playing this way, things are swinging their way right now. We will see. I am predicting a Bears victory on Sunday, but I think it'll be close. I'll go Bears 24, Giants 20. How about that for Sunday's prediction? That is Alex Shapiro. You can follow him on Twitter at Alex Shapiro and read his stuff now at Fansided. Alex, appreciate you joining me. Always great to talk to you.
Pleasure was all mine, Kevin. Thanks so much for having me.
All right, that's going to do it for episode 104 of the WGN Radio Football Podcast. Thanks again to Alex for joining me. Thanks to Ernie Skatton for his help producing the podcast. And thank you for listening. This is the WGN Radio Football Podcast.